Today's Amar for Chazara is Givamas Nunam Ebeis. We're holding by the Mishnah Nunam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Aimer in Get Acher Get. That once a Yavam gives one get, so another get is not going to have any nafkamina of giving a get by Yavama, because they already gave a get. V'lei Maimer Acha Maimer, V'lei Bila Acha Bila, V'chalitza Acha Litza. Once he does a Pu'ula once, so now the second one is not accomplishing anything. V'chachamim Maimer Miesh Get Acher Get. And no, it does affect, meaning that just like he becomes usher to the Kravim of the first Yavama that he gives a get to, if he gives a get to a second Yavama, he'll be usher to her Kravim. V'yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, and Maimer after Maimer does affect it, just like the first Maimer that he does with the first Yavama assured him to the second woman. When he does Maimer again to the second Yavama, that's going to now assure him to the first Yavama of a Loy Acher Bila Vloy Acher Chalitza Klum. But there's no Bila Acher Bila Vloy Chalitza Acher Chalitza, that much he's masking just by Maimer and Get. That's where the Chachamim argue. So says the Mishnah now, Ketzad, how do we have a case? What would be if you have two different pu'ulais that are mixed together? In total, there are four pu'ulais. There's Yibam, Chalitza, Get, and Maimer. How would it play out if you have the different pu'ulais mixed around? By a case of one Yavama and one Yavam. So Asa Maimer be Avimtai, Vanas and Get. Let's say Shimon does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and then he gives her a get. So tzricha heimenu chalitza. So now he stole the get under the Maimer, but now he still needs to do chalitza to undo the zika. Asa Maimer v'chalitza. If he does Maimer, then chalitza. So tzricha heimenu get to undo the Maimer. Asa Maimer ubal. Let's say he does Maimer and then yibam. Harezu kemitzvaso. That's perfect. That's exactly what they're supposed to do. Nasan get v'asa Maimer. Let's say he gives her a get and then he does Maimer. So tzricha get u'chalitza. He's gonna need a get to get rid of the Maimer, and then chalitza to get rid of the zika. Nasan ged ubal. Let's say he gave her a get and then he did yibam, so that was a bia psula, because once he gave a get, so now yibam becomes aser. So tzricha get midaraisa, they're fully married, so midaraisa he needs to give her a get, and then chalitza midarabanan, we say that because it was a bia psula, so we say midarabanan they need to do chalitza. We'll see in the Gemara why. Nasan get v'chalatz. Let's say he gave Mrs. Reuven a get and then he did chalitza, so in achar chalitza klum, nothing else will be needed. And similarly, chalatz va'asa maimer, or chalatz and then nasan get, or nasan get ubal. In all these cases, if he did chalitza first and then afterwards he was asa maimer, or he was nasan get, or he was baal, or he says the Mishnah, if he was baal first and then no matter what comes next, va'asa maimer, or after the bila he was nasan get, or v'chalatz in achar chalitza klum. Once he did chalitza, once he did yibam, so now nothing else will be needed. Achas yivama achas liyavam echad va'achas shle yivama. It doesn't matter if it's one Yavama to one Yavam, or two Yavamais to one Yavam. So Kate said, what would be the case of two Yavamais? Asa Maimer Bizu, Maimer Bizu. Let's say Shimon did Maimer to Sarah and then again to Rachel. So tzricha shnei gitin uchalitza. So this is going like the chachamim that yesh maimer acher maimer. He needs to give shnei gitin, one to Sarah, one to Rachel, and then chalitza to undo to sever the zika. Maimer bezu get lezu. If he did maimer to Sarah and he gave a get to Rachel, so tzricha get the chalitza needs to give a get to Sarah to undo the maimer, and then chalitza to sever the zika. Maimer bezu baal azu. He did maimer to Sarah and then bila to Rachel, which midaraisa is kasher, but midarabanan is a bila psula. So tzricha shnei gitin. He needs to give two getin, one to Sarah to undo the Maimer, one to Rachel to undo their marriage, and then the Chalitza, he needs to do Chalitza, being that it was a Bia Psula, which again the Gemara will explain. Maimer Bezu Chalatzazu, let's say he did Maimer to Sarah, and then he did Chalitza with Rachel, Harishayna Tzricha Get, so Sarah needs Maimer, so needs a get, who he did Maimer with, needs a get to undo the Maimer. Get Lezu, let's say he gave each one of them a get, so he still needs to do Chalitza to either one. Get Lezu, Baal Azu, if let's say he gave Sarah again, and then he did Bila with Rachel, so again it's a Bila Psula. Tzricha get uchalitza, he needs to give her a get to undo their marriage, and then Chalitza, because it was a Bila Psula, we'll see in the Gemara why. Get lezu, Maimer bezu, if he did give a get to Sarah and then Maimer with Rachel, so tzricha get uchalitza, get to undo the Maimer, Chalitza to sever the Zika. Get lezu, chalatz lezu, so in achar Chalitza klum, once he did the Chalitza, nothing else is needed. Chalatz uchalatz, oi chalatz as a Maimer, or after the Chalitza he was nasan get, or ubal, as long as he did Chalitza first, I ball vasa maimer, or nasagat, or v'chalatz, where he did yibam first, so then in achar chalitza klum. Once he did chalitza or yibam with Sarah, so nothing else is needed. Bein yavam echad, shnei yavamim, bein shnei yavamim, li yavama achas. It doesn't matter if there's one yavam involved, two yavamim, it doesn't matter, this halacha will always remain the same. Chalatz va'asa meimer. If let's say he did chala chalitza to Sarah, and then he did meimer to Rachel, or he did chalat and then he was nasan get, or chalat and then ubal, oy ubal va'asa meimer, or ubal and then v'nasan get, or v'chalat. So we already batsim said the halacha in this case that ein achar chalitza klum. So nothing else is needed after the chalitza or after the ibum. Now it's the miss adds in the Mishnah now a new prat that bein betchila bein be'amsa bein besayif. When it comes to chalitza, so nothing else is needed. It doesn't matter at which point the chalitza took place. It doesn't matter if it took place after a maimer, before a maimer, be'amsa, besayif. It doesn't matter. However, when it comes to yibum, bezman shi betchila in achare aklam. It's only when yibum was done first, that's when in achare aklam, be'amsa, besayif, yesh achare aklam. But when it's done in the middle or at the end, after doing other pu'lais, so then there is going to be something else that's needed. And Rabbi Nechemya Omer, then no, there's no difference. Achas b'ila v'achas chalitza. Both when it comes to yibam and chalitza, bein betchila, bein be'amsa, bein besayif, in acharei aklum, nothing else is needed, and the Gemara will explain that later. Says the Gemara now, that ad kan lo'i pligi ela beged achar gedu, maimer achar maimer. The machlaikas Rabbi Gamliel Nechachamim in the beginning of the Mishnah was about whether or not there's get achar ged or maimer achar maimer. Avu get echud b'yavama, but the fact that one get accomplishes something midrabana. Umaimer echud b'yavama, or in general, that there's such a concept of maimer that it's mahani, that they work, so umaimer echud b'yavama, that everybody agrees it works. So my time up, so that mahani, that everybody agrees works. So I ask the Gemara, my time amar abon and get b'yavama mahani. We'll ask about each one, but first about get. Why did Chazal say that a get works, that accomplishes something midrabana, then now it asers yibum? So says the Gemara, it's a gzeira, mishum de mahani ba'amo, because a get normally works, a get normally severs the marriage, so di amrolei mahani, if you're gonna say it doesn't work here, so amri, people are gonna make the following conclusion. They're gonna say that get lohaitza, uchalitza lohaitzia, that get and chalitza both serve the same purpose. And we did get loy mahani, chalitza nami loy mahani, from the fact that even after giving a get, Shimon is still allowed to do Yibam, so maybe even after doing Chalitza, he's allowed to do Yibam. Va'asin l'mivul achar Chalitza, they're gonna come to do Yibam after Chalitza, which is totally Aser, so that's why Chazal made a Gzeira, and they said that Get is Mahani. Umay taima amraban and maimer b'yavama mahani. And why did they say that maimer accomplishes something? That let's say Shimon does maimer with Sarah, so now he becomes Aser to the Tzara, he becomes Aser to Rachel. Once he does maimer with one Yavama, he's now not allowed to marry the other Yavama. Why did they say that? Misham de mahani because Kedushin generally works. The Amrulay Mahani. And if you're going to say that in the context of Yibam, it doesn't accomplish anything, and even after doing Maimer, he's still allowed to do Yibam with the other one. So Amri, people are going to come to the following conclusion. They're going to say, Maimer liknais, ubiya liknais. They both are coming to form a marriage. Umi the Maimer le mahani, biya nami le mahani. If in effect, the Maimer doesn't aser Shimon to the other Yavama, so biya to Sarah also won't aser him to the other Yavama. V'asi lemivol, achar biya, and he's going to come to do Yibam with both of them, thinking that it's mutter. Umay time Amr Abanam biyas psuliyesh. And how come in all the cases of the Mishnah, when it came to a Bia Psula meaning after get or after someone else's Maimer, so we kept saying that in such a case, so then they need to do Chalitza. In addition to get, to undo their marriage, to sever the marriage, they're also going to need to do Chalitza. Why do they say that? Says the Gemara Amri, they said like this, that if you're talking about the case of Bia after a get, so that's a Gzeira Biachar get, Mishon Biachar Chalitza. If we would allow them to just give a get and not require Chalitza, so people might think that, oh, so the Bia accomplishes something, and who had in the Bia after Chalitza could also accomplish something. But really, we don't want people to have that perception, because it's not true. A Bia after Chalitza, the Zika's already gone. The Zika's already out, and they're not allowed to have Yibam. And they might think that, no, the Bia accomplishes something. So we say to do Chalitza, so that people realize that after again, the Bia is klum. It doesn't do anything, and there's still a Zika. Vi Bia after Maimerhim. And if it's a case of Bia Acher Maimer, where Shimon did Maimer, let's say, with Sarah, and then he has Bia with Rachel, so there also we said they need to get divorced, and he needs to do Chalitza, that's a Gzeira, Bia Acher Maimer, Mishon Bia Acher Bia. So that people should realize that a Bia Acher Bia is worthless. So therefore we made it that a Bia Acher Maimer is worthless, that they still need to do Chalitza, so that people would realize that a Bia Acher Bia is worthless, and Mamela it's going to be Aser. When my time Amar Abanan, Hai Chalitza Psula, Ein Acherei HaKlum, by Chalitza we don't find that there's ever such a Chashash, says the Gemara, because there's no reason for there to be a chashash. Amri, they said, my ligzer, what gezeira should we make? Nigzer chalitza achar get, mishum chalitza achar chalitza, that we should require chalitza achar get, that there should be something because of chalitza after chalitza. People might think that chalitza is needed after chalitza. Who cares? What's the problem that people think that they have to do many chalitzas? Okay, so they'll think that. Ligzor chalitza achar maimer misham chalitza achar bia. And if you're going to say that there's a problem with doing chalitza after maimer, because people are going to think that there's chalitza also after bia, and they're going to think that they could end their marriage through just doing chalitza when it's not true, really after bia, they need to have a get. No one's going to make such a mistake, because atu chalitza achar maimer miloi bai get. Even when it comes to maimer, miloi bai get. Don't they also need a get? So people will assume they'll make the hekesh, and they'll say, oh, so after Yibam also, besides chalitza, we also need to do a get. So once they do a get, who cares if they might think that they also need to do chalitza? But Mela, there was no need for a gzera.